My guest today, the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson. Starting with the grains, Allison here. Looks like wheat, corn, soy, they all finished just above higher. Soybeans a little bit mixed there, though. But what'd you see that affected the grains markets today?
Yeah, it was really nice to see a pop. Of course, most of the session we did trade lower. But we did have good export sales here for the week. We're starting to watch those new crop sales, and they remain pretty impressive. Across the board, other than soybeans, obviously we're still waiting for some China headlines there, and that's kind of dampening that market a little bit. But otherwise, it's really good to see corn and wheat have a decent rally here today, especially ahead of first notice day tomorrow. So some of it may be positioning for that. We might also be seeing a bit of profit taking ahead of a long holiday weekend coming up as well. But either way, we're definitely going to take the move if we can get it. But we also know that, you know, the delivery and this time period here, starting in the month of September, we can get a period of repricing to develop. So it's not saying that we're going to get a sharp break up or down, but the market's going to adjust because we're just focusing on those new crop contracts going forward. So it's good to see that we're holding some key levels of support across the board. We're seeing some good closes, but obviously tomorrow's close will be important as well. In the livestock side, we did see hogs trade a little higher today. We had really good export sales there today. Otherwise, cattle market's a bit more mixed today, but obviously kind of quiet compared to what we were seeing earlier in the week. But there, too, we might just be seeing some profit taking place ahead of the weekend.
Perfect. Thanks for doing this, Allison.
Yeah, no problem. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. See you then.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. That was the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson.